to those who would follow him was, take up your cross and follow me. We've turned this into something that simply means, perhaps, paying the cost of being laughed at or talked about behind a hand at work. We've lost the understanding that to take up the cross was something which was only done by those who were seen as social subversives, who must be put to death before they destroyed the system. Crucifixion was a form of death that was reserved in the Roman Empire for those who were a threat to the Roman system. Whatever may be the justice of it, and Pilate tried to wash his hands, at least one of the components that was there in the crucifixion of Jesus was that what he was as a person, what he stood for, what he was about in the gathering of men and women around him, that was a threat. This new group of people, with their new values, with their new understanding, with their new way of living together and relating to one another, relating to the poor, relating to authority, this group of people, with this new thing that was in Jesus and around him, was such a challenge that the authorities of that time were able to point to Jesus as a threat to the stability of the status quo. Do you know of anybody today who's pointing to us as a threat to the status quo? Do you know of governments, our own, who are afraid of what we represent? But then, are we turning the world upside down? It's on this kind of basis that I want to approach the theme that we've been given, the kingdom and the system.